Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
Hey, let's have some fun tipping over some doctrines, will you? And don't get offended if I tip one over. First chapter of Corinthians. This is Paul talking. Chapter 1. For it has been declared unto me of you, my brethren, by them which are the house of Cleo, that there are contentions among you. So, Christian, don't worry if there's contentions between you and another church or you and another person. We got a little example here. Paul's going to a Christian house and there's contentions. So let's keep reading. Now this I say, that every one of you saith, I am of Paul, and I am of Apollos, and I am of Cephas, and I of Christ. In other words, I'm a Baptist, I'm a Methodist, I'm an, whatever. All right, throw in whatever soup you want. Paul's setting the stage here for what the contention is. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Were you baptized in the name of Paul? Here we go. Baptism. My goodness, a whole denomination are called Baptists. And I kind of like what they preach. But let's talk about the name, Baptist. Let's talk about baptisms. Here we go. I thank God that I baptized none of you, but Crispus and Gaius. All right. Here's the gentleman that Paul, that God used to write three quarters of the New Testament. And he's taken away any confusion here of the thousands and thousands of people of everywhere he went to. Thessalonica, Corinthians twice, Ephesus, the church at Ephesus, the church at Philippi. This is what he did. He only baptized two people. That's it. So you know what? Can I go out on a limb here? I don't think Paul made baptism a priority, because he would have emphasized it more. Now, I do believe you must be baptized, and I don't even think you could help it. When the miracle of a rebirth comes, I'm talking about baptized in the Holy Ghost, which John tells us about, because even John the Baptist said, I baptize you with water, but one comes after me, whose shoe latch, I'm not even close to touching it. He's going to baptize you with the Spirit. Yes, with the Spirit. The baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I'm not talking about jumping down and rolling around in hay. And, you know, I'm just talking about your spirit gets changed. You get washed. But let me continue here. He goes on to say, I thank God that I baptized none of you but Crispus and Gaius. What a statement. Now, is that blasphemy? Because Paul is actually bringing in God's name here, saying, I thank God I didn't do this. But he says, lest any of you should say that I had baptized in my own name. And I baptized also the house of Stephanus. Besides, I know not whether I baptized any other. All right, so he adds in one other name. All right, he's added 30%. One other name, Stephanus. But he says, I know not whether I baptized any other. Now remember, he's going to a house of contention here. So this is part of the contention. For Christ sent me not to baptize. All right? Imagine that. But to preach the gospel. This was Paul's job. To preach the gospel. Not with the wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of no effect. You know what that means? This isn't something that could be educated into you. You don't have to have linguistic gymnastics to know the word of God. You don't. For the preaching of the cross to them that perish is foolishness. If you are unsaved If you don't know Christ as your personal Savior, if you haven't been reborn, if you haven't become a new creation, if you haven't turned from your wicked ways, if you haven't been given a different heart, this doesn't make any sense to you, Christ. None. The whole thing's a joke. It was all made up. This Jesus character doesn't exist. It's all a joke. For the preaching of the cross to them that perish, it's foolishness. But unto us, that's you and I, you and I. And he's talking to the house of contention here, all right? And they might have been disputing baptisms. They might have been. Because one wanted to go here, one wanted to go there, one wanted to go. And Paul ends up saying, out of the thousands of people, I only baptized three, basically two people and then a family. So obviously, it's not a priority. I'm sorry. If you want to do it, do it. But it's not a priority. If it was, Paul would have made it a priority. It wasn't. Matter of fact, it was causing contentions. But here we go. But there again, don't confuse that with the baptism of the Spirit. I'm talking about the Holy Spirit falling on you that John talked about. The one that was going to come after him and baptize with the Holy Ghost. For the preaching of the cross to them is foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. The power of God. You know what that means? You have the power to overcome sin now. If you have a stranglehold of lust over you, envy over you, hatred over you, fear over you, sorrow over you, depression over you, you know, whatever it might be. A lot of it is drunkenness. A lot of it is lust. A lot of it is covetousness. Because we're warned constantly, every church, fornication. You know, I heard a horrible thing from two different witnesses in the same day, and I wasn't searching it. This OnlyFans stuff, it's where any kind of person could go on the internet and get nude and try to get money. One person told me 3 out of 5 girls, 15 years and under. Another person told me, out of nowhere, told me 1 out of 5 under 15 are doing this. Gang, do you know what that means? There's an elephant in the room. This is just terrifying. This is just going into our kids' minds. All this pornography. See, you need the power of God. Take the kid's cell phone and smash it with a sledgehammer if it means saving their soul. I'm telling you. I know that sounds radical, but for Pete's sake, what's it going to take? Now, that still isn't going to get it out of their hearts. No, it isn't. But it's the power of God that sets people free. And sometimes you have to get under the law to teach you. The law is a schoolmaster. The law is a schoolmaster. And we're told to separate ourselves from this world. An adult out there, if you know your son or daughter is going AWOL with this phone, guess what? You're going to have to be the big, bad boogie monster. And they're going to say, I hate you. They're going to say, I wish you were dead. They're going to say all kinds of things. They might call you a 4-letter word. They might punch and kick and smash the door down. So what? You're going to have God on your side. The devil isn't going to like it. He's going to manifest. It's going to get crazy. But I know what you know what I'm talking about. It's a fight. And everything I'm saying is in love. That's the crazy part of this. This is all love. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Isn't that nice? That's in Isaiah 29:14. I will destroy the wisdom of the wise. And you know what? When Jesus Christ came into my life, That's what he did. I went to a prestigious prep school. I went to 4 years of a prestigious school. You know, what the world calls prestigious. Granted, I was given a football scholarship, so they turned their heads on a few things and got me in. But the fact of the matter is, everything I learned, the Lord destroyed. It's all garbage. It's the wrong kind of wisdom. It's the wrong kind of wisdom. And I will bring it to nothing, the understanding of the prideful, the prudent. Nothing. You know, that means zero. When you realize that there's a creator, when you realize you're the creation, when you realize you have an unseen entity called a demon who's under the heading of principalities, powers, they're everywhere trying to run the show. When you get an understanding of this, all of a sudden your eyes are opened up and you realize what's going on. You're not under pride anymore. You're not under, hey, I know this and I know that and I'm smarter than you. No, no. It's a broken and contrite heart that God is after. It's someone who realizes they are nothing. It's someone who esteems others higher than themselves. It's someone who realizes that great gain is godliness with contentment, not paycheck gain. Now, of course, I know. I know we got bills. I know it takes gas to run your car. I get all that. But there's a line. There's a line that's drawn in every man's heart. And you don't know what it is. Where it becomes a god. Where it becomes elevated. That's why I said John the Baptist, you know. Hey, what's the worst that's going to happen to me? I got to hunt down some grasshoppers and honey. That's the example that I'm taking. That's the worst. I could suffer through a lot if that's my example. Grasshoppers and honey. John the Baptist surviving out in the wilderness. Verse 20, where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Talk. Hath not God made foolishness the wisdom of this world? For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom did not know God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Isn't this wonderful? Isn't this wonderful? That we realize we were bought back. That we realize this miracle of a rebirth took place to me, and to you. Because this God-man had the word which was God became flesh. This God-man, the word, became flesh and dwelt amongst us. The same one that created everything in the book of Colossians, all things were made by Jesus, through Jesus, is the same one in Genesis that God created and God made. He loves you, people. He loves you by showing what love is at the cross. And he was a real man on that cross. He bled real blood. He screamed, he yelled. He asked the Father 3 times to let it pass. Hold fast, gang. Endure, people. Resist. Squeeze in the narrow gate. Don't give in. Have courage. Be brave. Who cares what they look like? Who cares what they say? Let them make fun of you. God bless them all. Shake the dust off your feet and keep moving out with Jesus. And amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.